We're doing the Netziv and the Sheltos. We had seen that we do discuss mitzvos on Shabbos, even though we don't talk about business. We do talk about raising money for the poor. We do talk about getting everyone together to save someone's life. We deal with mitzvos, even if they involve prohibited actions on Shabbos, we talk about them, and that's not included in what's prohibited conversation on Shabbos. And then we quoted that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we go to shuls and Bate Medrash to enlighten everyone and to get people active on things that are necessary for the masses. So the Netziv is focused on that. Letter Zayin. We're in the Netziv and the Shiltos, the first Shiltos.
Wait, they get people focused on the matters of the public?
Public needs. Iskei Rabim.
Like they go to the...
You go to shul and you say, hey guys, that our main street has thorns on it. We've got to get together tomorrow morning to clear the thorns. Our mikveh is running out of water. We have to get together and... get good water into the mikvah.
Does that mean that they go into Beis Midrash when everyone's learning with their...
I don't know.
Does that mean that they post a sign and says everyone comes...
No. We go to there when people are there and we enlighten them as to the needs of the public.
This is on Shabbat.
On Shabbat. Well, that's when people are there. When do people come to shul? They should go every day, but... they have their minion at work. Shul is a Shabbos is a time when things are bustling. So again, Holchin lebatei knesiyot ulvatei midrashot tefakach al iskei rabim b'Shabbat. Ken hagirsa b'ktubot daf hei. This is what the Talmud tells us in Ksubos. Vechen hagirsa barif uvegmarat l'Shabbat ita. But in the Gemara in Shabbos, it doesn't say bet Knesset and Beis Medrash. The Gemara in Shabbos only says lebatei knesiyot lechud. It only says you go to shul. Vayav shalomar, you could have said debet kneset haynu bet avad. What does bet kneset mean? Kinnus. That's the place where people gather. Letzorchei rabim. Leitkanes shama. Bet kneset, you could have said, doesn't mean necessarily a synagogue. It means a place of gathering. Aval bet kneset dekadosh mina ledeshari lefakach bo letzorchei rabim. But when we say Bet HaKnesset, what we mean is Bet HaKnesset, not Bet Kinnus, not a house of gathering, not the public house for parlor meetings, but rather, we're not talking about the hall, the town hall. That's also a place of gathering. No. Who said that when we say Bet HaKnesset, you're permitted to go to a real Bet HaKnesset, what we call Bet HaKnesset, and talk about public needs? You might say that. You might say that when the Gemara said, you go to a Bet HaKnesset, it meant in the mundane sense, a house of gathering. It didn't mean necessarily a shul. Miupashuta eter barama minchot tefillah. Dechashbonot shemtzan mutar lechashbem bebet Knesset ubet midrash. Ela shelo gilo mekoro. It's obvious, you look in the Rambam says in shul, in Beit Medrash, even though you're not allowed to do business in shul. Yeah? You're not supposed to talk business in shul. You know the joke about the guys in shul. Nishtav Shabbos Karet. Nishtav Shabbos Karet. Two people are standing next to another. Nishtav Shabbos Karet is the people that you're not supposed to talk about this on Shabbos. So Nishtav Shabbos Karet, Chaim, I saw your Cadillac is for sale. How much are you asking? Nishtav Shabbos Karet, 50,000. Nishtav Shabbos Karet, don't you think that's a little high? Nishtav Shabbos Karet, I'm willing to close on 42. Mr. Shabbos Karet, you have a deal. We didn't talk anything. We just said you're not supposed to talk on Shabbos about the price. They say that everyone talks about what you're not supposed to talk about in shul. Well, you're not supposed to talk about it, but they end up closing deals. So that's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen on Shabbos. It's not supposed to happen in shul and Beit Medrash. Comes the Rambam and says, cheshbonot shel mitzvah, when we talk about how much are you donating to the shul? How much are you donating to get that guy out of jail? How much are you donating to the fund for Gush Katif? Mitzvah, that you're allowed to talk business in shul. The business of charity, the business of mitzvot is permissible in shul. The Rambam says, but we don't know where he gets it from. Vagra.
Is this the basis for the Nasinah Aliyot?
Oh, very nice. Vagra Orchaim Siman Kufnun Alef Kaltav Delamad Machilav Eshtiyah Shemitzvah Deshari. The Gra says the source of this is what the Talmud tells us, that you're allowed to eat and drink when it pertains to a mitzvah in a shul. Now, the Netziv now quotes a line that the Talmud often says. Im masoret nekabel, im gemara nekabel. If it's something you have on tradition, okay, I buy it. Ve'im ledin, but if you used your logic to reach that conclusion, yesh lashiv, then I have questions. The Gemara sometimes says that. The Gemara says a quote, and then the Gemara says, well, if you're talking based on tradition, okay. If you're talking based on your logic, I have questions. I have logical questions. If that's the traditional case, then I have a problem. I have to work things out. So that's what the Netziv says now. Ve'iladin, yesh tshuva. And if the Gra used his own logic to come up with this and say, well, I guess this halacha derives from that, then I sort of have questions on him. De'lo matzinu de'rashai le'chol sudan mitzvah bebet ha'kneset, elak shenichnasim li'ibur ha'shana, de'akniisa le'zeh, v'day sharishu mitzvah mamash, b'lo bizion klal. Where do we find you're allowed to eat in a shul? It doesn't say you're allowed to gather in a shul and eat just because it's a mitzvah, because you're busy with a mitzvah. What it says is, if the court gathered in shul to deal with Ibur Hashana, so then they're busy with, they're deciding whether it should be a leap year. The deliberations could sometimes run 4 days straight, working with the calculations of the sun and the moon, and doing deep mathematical and astronomical calculations to the point where they didn't even stop to read Kriya Shema, because they had to be so focused. Remember, their math was letter-based. They didn't have numbers. So you're working with letters, calculating the constellations and the seasons and revolutions of the sun and the revolutions of the earth around the sun. You have a problem. To do all those calculations required a tremendous amount of focus. So the Talmud tells us they gather in a room, lock the doors, sit there for a few days straight until they came up with the numbers. You understand, they need to eat, right? So that's part of their mitzvah, to eat in the shul. When they gather in the shul, they need to eat. So that's where it says they ate in the shul. It doesn't say that you show up to a shul for some kind of a siyum, you could eat in the shul. It doesn't say that. It says when it was a part of the mitzvah. So he's saying if the Gra wants to prove from eating in a shul, well, it doesn't exactly say you're allowed to eat a sudas mitzvah in a shul. Umimela rashim gam le'chol sham. So they say, yeah, they when you're doing Ibur Hashana, you could eat there. V'areu kachilat kodshim de'bet ha'mikdash toshin le'chol afilu chulin, k'dei she'yehe yochlin kodshim ala sova, k'dei de'im nechot afchafal, b'shechlu ima chulin. V'aynu bazra mamash, k'mosh ketuatos et yuma. The Netziv says you find that ordinarily you're not supposed to eat regular food in the temple. But if it's a part of the service of the holy food, like you're supposed to eat the paschal offering when you're full, and there are other kachim which you're not supposed to eat in a ravenous way. You're not supposed to eat the sacrifices because you're really hungry. You're supposed to eat it as part of the service. So then sometimes we say, okay, so fill her up. You eat filler, you eat other food so that you're not ravenous, and then you eat the kachim. So then you're allowed to do that in Nazara, but that's because it's a part of the mitzvah of eating kachim. But we don't have a basis to say you're allowed to enter a shul to eat a seudah because that seudah is a mitzvah. You're allowed to enter a shul to do a calculation which is a mitzvah, which will take you the time, and as a part of it you'll end up eating. But it doesn't say you're allowed to go in there just because the meal is a meal of a mitzvah. So he says, what are you telling me? Because my calculations are a mitzvah, so that's why I'm allowed to do them in shul? How'd you get one from the other, says the Netziv. Miumigusat Rabbeinu, but, says the Netziv, if we look closely, the She'iltos had a different girsa. He said, you're allowed to go into a shul and a bet midrash. Ah, okay, he's saying, and a bet midrash. I lost it. Here. It says, you go to a shul and a bet midrash to deal with public needs. Ah. Lamadnu dekol pikoach tzochei rabim shari. From here you can understand that any public need is permissible. וממילא סעודת מצווה שרי לכתחילה, כמו שכתב המגן אברהם. And then if we have like the she'iltos has the girsa that you're allowed to go to a bit knesset and a bit midrash in order to take care of public needs on Shabbos. So what I've learned is that for public needs, I'm allowed to do things in a base medrash, in a base knesset. So then, okay, so now I know that I'm also allowed to do. Why can I do it for public needs? Because it's a mitzvah, so then I could also have a suddis mitzvah.
Huh?
The basis, it's just
again, the Netziv's whole basis was, in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says you're allowed to go to a Beit Knesset to deal with public needs on Shabbos. Yeah. The Netziv said that Gemara does not prove that you're allowed to go into a shul. Maybe that Gemara was talking about a Beit Knesset, a house of gathering, a hall. So then the Netziv said, okay, so if I don't have a basis to prove that Beit Knesset and the Gemara in Shabbos is a holy Beit Knesset, so now let's see. The Rambam says you're allowed to... The Rambam clearly says you're allowed to go to Beit Knesset. How did he know that? He said you're allowed to do cheshbonot shel mitzvah in a Beit Knesset. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah writes, in a shul you're not allowed to talk business, you're allowed to talk business of a mitzvah. Where'd the Rambam get that from? From our Gemara? Our Gemara doesn't say if the Beit Knesset is a holy Beit Knesset or not. So how did the Rambam know? The Gra says he knew it from the halacha of eating in a Beit Knesset. Says the Netziv, that's not a good proof because eating in a Beit Knesset is only the people who are there because they're bound to be there for 4 days straight doing calculations. So yes, they could eat as part of their service. They're doing the Jewish people a service to set up the Jewish calendar. That doesn't mean that for any other mitzvah you're allowed to enter a shul and eat. You don't know that, says the Netziv. How do you know that? Where did the question begin? Because he said Beit Knesset in the Gemara and Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean a holy shul. It can mean a house of gathering. He says, according to the Shiltos, if he said I'm allowed to go to a Beit Knesset and base Medrash, so then he's already telling me I'm talking about a holy place. Even there I'm allowed to do cheshbonot. I'm allowed to come there and raise money for public needs. So then for the sake of the mitzvah, I'm allowed to do business in a shul. Now I know I was talking about a shul and not a Beit Knesset. That's a mundane Beit Knesset. So now, based on the Shiltos edition of the word Beis Medrash, I understand that Beit Knesset is a holy Beit Knesset. I have a basis for the Rambam that Paskins, you're allowed to do business in shul on behalf of a mitzvah. And I don't have to ask, how do you know that Beit Knesset is a holy Beit Knesset? Because it's juxtaposed with Beit Midrash. That's then it's it. Okay, I'm not sure that the other commentaries, like the Gra, had the Netziv's issue that Beit Knesset might be a mundane Beit Knesset. This is a Chiddush that the Netziv says when it says Beit Knesset, it might not be what we ordinarily call a Beit Knesset. Okay.